It's starting to look like there's an important election on the horizon, with campaigning well and truly underway in Sydney's east. The Liberal Party has chosen Dave Sharma for the Wentworth by-election, the seat left vacant when Malcolm Turnbull lost the top job. The Coalition is desperate to hold on to the seat, and Scott Morrison is wasting no time in hitting the streets to drum up support. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
It's not the person he wanted to be standing next to, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison was all smiles as he and Dave Sharma walked along Bronte Beach in Sydney's eastern suburbs.
I said all week that I wanted the Liberal Party members to make their pick, and they have made their pick, and they've made a great pick.
Dave Sharma, Australia's former ambassador to Israel, has been chosen as the Liberal candidate to contest the by-election in Wentworth, the seat vacated by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
And I know I've got big shoes to fill with Malcolm Turnbull. He's got an immense local appeal in this electorate. He did a huge amount for Wentworth. He did a huge amount for Australia. And I do want to honour him and acknowledge that debt. I can assure you I'll be giving my all in this by-election with the support of the Prime Minister and other senior ministers, I hope.
Scott Morrison had hoped his party would choose a woman, which would have helped to counter the perception that the Liberals are struggling to attract and keep female candidates. But with Dave Sharma winning the pre-selection by a clear majority, Mr Morrison is now focusing on campaigning.
What I said was I want to see more Liberal women in Parliament, but I also want to see the best candidate. And those two issues are not, you know, contradictory. Dave was the best candidate last night.
So what do Wentworth voters think about whether the candidate should have been a man or woman?
I think in all these cases it's the best person for the role, and if the best person's a female, it absolutely should be a female.
I guess that didn't come into it for me, the female thing.
Look, on merit, a female would have been fantastic.
The Liberal Party holds Wentworth by a margin of just over 17%, but that's expected to be cut quite drastically by the time the by-election is held on October 20. Scott Morrison is confident the Liberal Party will still win.
The public have been turning the sound down on Canberra because not only of what politicians have been up to, but frankly, what a bunch of conspiracy theorists in the media have been up to do. So they're turning the sound down on you, mate, as much as they're turning the sound down on politicians. And Dave Sharma is someone who's going to be able to cut through that through his ability and through his talent and his service to Australia, but also what I know will be exemplary service to the people of Wentworth.
The by-election will be Scott Morrison's first political test as Prime Minister and the first chance for voters to have their say on the Liberal leadership drama. The new PM is doing everything he can to ensure all Australians know who he is, and that includes trying to secure more of the younger vote. His latest attempt, linking a hip-hop song to Question Time.
You got $100 bill, get your hands up. You got a $50 bill.
Those lyrics played over a short video of Coalition MPs putting their hands up in Parliament. Scott Morrison posted it on Twitter with the caption, "Question Time was on fire." That statement is debatable, but it's the choice of Fat Man Scoop's song that's landed the PM in hot water because the lyrics include expletives and sexual references.
All the good-looking women sing along. I can't hear ya.
Scott Morrison has since apologised for the video and pulled it off social media.
Stephanie Boris.